it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1. And 1310 KFKA. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Efforting to get Mr. Gottlieb on. Doug Gottlieb, of course, host of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports. So we'll see if we can get him on. He was on the call last night for CSU and Air Force. And I think it's to be expected that the Rams were shaking off a little rust. I mean, they were rusty last night, though. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the spread was Rams favored by 19. If you took that going in, especially after you see Air Force beat Utah State, I think you're kind of crazy, right? I think you're absolutely nuts. Smitty texting in, FYI, you have the best bumper music. Thank you. You know what? Thank you. I get I got a lot of rockers out there. Thank you. I love that. That made my day right there, Angel.
It's your playlist. I just picked the songs.
All right. So we're still with Doug. He's a busy guy, Angel. You leave him a voicemail. Just leave him what are you going to say? Just say, hey, what's going on, man?
My job's on the line, Doug. I need this.
Please get him on. Eastside Chris, I'm sure you will poo-poo this. I think Mayfield could be another number seven. Dude is tough. Harbaugh could bring him around. Would you like to see, you know, you look at Jim Harbaugh come over and Baker Mayfield. Mayfield? You ain't all that?
I think Mayfield's got some talent, and I think obviously this year he's just been banged up all year and he hasn't been able to show it. But I still think he's pretty talented, and I think a fresh start for him in Denver might not be so bad.
Well, here's the deal. If it's not Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, which is still pretty far-fetched, am I right? Then who's it going to be? You taking your chances with this year in the first round? Probably not. You're going to have to go look at one of those other guys. At that point, Angel, to be honest with you, stay with Drew Lock. Just if you're talking about bringing a guy around, you might as well just stay with Drew Lock.
I mean, I don't think Mayfield needs to be brought around. I think he's a solid. He can be a starting quarterback. I just think his injuries this year. Limited him.
So what's his contract like with Cleveland? Because they didn't. He's still under his. Or is he a free agent next year?
I think he hasn't re-signed, so he's still on that 4-year rookie deal.
Huh. So is this his fourth year? This is his fourth year, isn't it? So he would be a free agent. Would Cleveland move on from
they've
Baker?
They've already iced him for the season. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Boy, bettors beware this weekend because you don't know who's going to play, who's motivated to play. I was listening to our show, the show at 2 o'clock, Betting Across America with Pritchard. And he said, hey, you look at this situation this weekend, and you got to be very careful. We'll try to call Doug one more time. Try to give him a buzz. Yeah, I hear you, Steve. I hear you, man. We'll see. I promoted you. Let's see if we can get Doug Gottlieb on the show. 35 minutes after the hour. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Keep those texts coming. Do you think Vic Fangio should be given one more year with the Broncos? We'll get into that. Maybe Doug can talk to us about that, too. Doug Gottlieb, host of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Of course, basketball analyst with Stadium. Oh, there it is. Live studio audience. Susan and Cheryl, fantastic. Great call by you guys last night. Doug, it's an honor to get you on the program, my friend.
Okay, so here's what I said, okay? I said... Obviously, you know, it's like one of those like factoids you wanna inform people about, right? Which
yes.
is like playing out too is hard. And then I said, and obviously, Colorado Springs, they're training at above mile high, And in regards to the fatigue, I mean, what's interesting is how well Air Force played, considering he had three dudes that I think played 40 minutes. So there was, it was like one of those, and I wanted to do this on my show for a long time, which is like out of context, or you cut something halfway, you know, and because things sound very, very different. But yes, I am aware that, Colorado Springs is even a higher altitude than FOCO, and so the fatigue wouldn't be caused by playing in altitude. It's also, there's the famous line from Jerry Tarkanian, right? He used to tell his players when they say, you know, hey, you get ready to play in altitude, he'd say, don't worry, the game's indoors, you know. So yes, I'm well aware.
Doug, I appreciate you. I had to poke fun because it just hit my ear wrong. But I got to be honest with you, man. Just ask my wife. Everything hits my ear wrong. So I made a mistake. I wanted you on the show, and I appreciate you, my friend.
No worries. That was a crazy deal, right? Where they hadn't played in 24 days,
yeah.
And then Air Force, you know, doesn't have like four of their top eight. And so, like, I'm talking to Joe Scott before the game. He's like, I don't know. We'll just like see what these guys got. See if we can keep it close. And honestly, that, you know, it's like two plays away from that thing going down to the wire. That was an interesting night. But I was just texting with Nico. I was like, you learn a lot about, and I think he learned a lot about his team. Like, you know, they had some dead legs and missed some shots. And I mean, boy, Kendall shot three air balls, which I don't think he's ever shot an air ball in his life. I mean, that's crazy. But I've been thinking all year, like at some point he's going to have to trim that bench. Like, you just can't play 11 dudes, no matter how talented they are, the whole year. And if you looked, when that thing was tight late, he really went to six guys. And that's pretty telling for, I think, what he wants to do, what he's figuring in conference play. Doesn't mean he's only going to play six, but it means once you get to nut cutting time, those feel like the six that he's going with as of now.
Yeah, that's interesting, too, because, I mean, on one side, we brag about the depth, and we say, hey, at the end of the day, I mean, there was a game a few weeks ago against Northern Colorado, also in Colorado, Doug, against UNC.
Probably an altitude, too, right?
Just a little bit. They were going at it. And, you know, and I thought the Bears were going to pull off this upset out of the Big Sky Conference, but CSU's depth really started to take hold. So in that fashion, it can really make sense. But you're right. When you get into these games, especially when you're not at your best, or you have an Air Force team that just came off of beating Utah State, they're confident coming in, even without some of their studs. You kind of got to trim it down, like you said. You got to go to your guys, and you know that more than anybody when it comes to basketball. At the end of the day, when push comes to shove, you can't really go deep into that bench.
Well, I mean, last time I checked, there's only one ball. You can only play five, you know.
True.
And so depth, on the other hand, you know, the fact that they do have 11 that can play, and you can't, I mean, you know, you very rarely this year have you seen, you know, they could go to three bigs, you know, if they really wanted to. I mean, Deshaun is really a face-up four, you know, who can block shots, and Moores could be the five. They can toggle that lineup. So they have a great amount of versatility, which I do think will help them, not just in conference play, conference tournament play, COVID, but also which they appear like all out of the woods, you know, but also NCAA tournament play, where you get a guy that gets early foul trouble or he's just not playing well. But you do have to you have to know who you are once you get to March. You got to know who, and the idea, the ensemble cast is a great idea, but it tends to not really work all that much. But he's been doing all the right things. He keeps everybody engaged by playing guys, as many guys as possible. You know, you got to manage the fact that the guys, you know, as much as they have great team guys, end of the day, they're still college kids. And I mean, they're so fortunate. Chandler Jacobs is a great kid. Mm-hmm. You know, I talked to him for about 20 minutes yesterday. And, like, he was like, you know, I haven't done this. You know, I didn't have this confidence coming out of high school, but I got to play right away at Dallas Baptist, and I've just been kind of the guy. And so I still kind of have a role where I score, but I have to do it in much – but I'm – you know, he really likes the culture, really likes the guys, feels at home. That doesn't feel like pinched for minutes, but that's the rarity, you know. Look, you can go in there, you play 20 minutes and play really well and end up with, you know, 9 points and a couple rebounds and a couple assists. And, you know, your boys back home are like, yo, what's up? Like, 9 points? Really? Like, look, I only played 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, there's just a volume of possessions, volume of shots you're not going to get, especially when you're playing some of these teams that are going to hold the ball a little bit on you. And so, but he's been able to manage it. But I do think that, you know, depth is overrated until you badly need it. On the other hand, you do need to know who your core group is when you want to go in for the kill. And I think that's what Nico has given us a sign of where he is as of now. That changes. It's January 4th or 5th now today. And so that thing will change by February, but that's a good sense of what he thinks he has once he gets to when it's really important.
We're talking to Doug Gottlieb, host of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio, also basketball and analyst for Stadium. I, you know, as much crap as we're giving each other on the call, I love one of my favorite calls I've ever heard from a color commentator, Doug, was you guys did another CSU game a few weeks back, and I think you said something along the lines of, David Roddy, stop that. These kids have families. And I was losing it, man. It's my favorite call I've ever heard.
Yeah, no, he's pretty good. I mean, he kind of demoed a couple guys yesterday.
Well,
and I mean, I really like him. I do. I continue to contend that, like, he should, two things should happen when the season ends: either bulk up and play football, or trim down and play basketball. Either one would be are good with me. But he's awesome. I mean, what a great find, and a really interesting player. You know, because I'm guessing he's 6'4" and change, bare feet, but. I mean, he gets it down there. He's such a good passer. And then last night, I mean, he shows, obviously they play where they, Colorado State plays where they double from the baseline, but you know, a lot of guys, you say, hey, we're double from the baseline. They just kind of stand there in the high side and they quit playing. Like he doesn't, he's really effective most times without fouling in the low post. You know, he's quick enough to switch on to guards. He can shoot, he can score. I actually think probably the part of his game that he could work on and improve even more is the ability to score in that low post, like just use that size. But he's a pretty dominant player at this level, and it's really fun to watch.
Doug, from your perspective, I mean, obviously you've seen a few CSU games now, but you're covering games nonstop all over the country. Where does this team stack up? The guy, David Roddy, Isaiah Stevens, I mean, they're 20th in the country right now. I don't know if that's going to move much with the conference, with the Mountain West now, with what's in front of them. But what do you think of this team? I mean, are they – obviously they're a March Madness team, but how deep?
I mean, I mean, a second weekend for sure should be expectations. And so what they have is they have this unique blend. Okay, first they have depth. Most teams don't have depth. They have experience in their backcourt. You're not winning. Okay, they have the ability to play multiple styles of defense. You know, they can, because I mean, like I'll give you Gonzaga as an example. And last year was slightly different, and this year slightly different, but still the same. Like Gonzaga has always been a team that they can't really change how you play based upon their defense. You know, they're solid man to man, or they run a 2-3 zone, or maybe they run some kind of junk zone. But for the most part, you're not changing who you are because of Gonzaga. Colorado State now. You know, they run a 1-2-2. They can press man-to-man. They can fall back into a matchup zone. Their man, they've changed kind of their man rules over this past offseason. Like, I think they're really good defensively. They can obviously shoot the basketball, which puts you in any game. Find a good team. Find a team in the ACC that really scares you. Find a team in the Pac-12. You got Arizona. And they're really good offensively, but they're not what Colorado State is defensively. You know, like I think UCLA is really, really good, and they're a slight notch above Colorado State, but not like Colorado State can't beat them. Those are the teams you're going to play in the second weekend. The first weekend teams, there's lots of flawed teams. You know, I was talking with Bill Self this week, and he's like, look, we're good. They're like sixth in the country. Are you kidding me? Like, this is a solid roster. It's not great. Now, what all those teams have is they all have age. Colorado State has that. They all have backcourt. They have that. You know, they have a grad transfer that I think they're figuring out how to use him. That helps. And they can play multiple styles defensively. Like, they're right there in that pool of teams outside of Gonzaga, Baylor. Trying to think who else I'm thinking of at the very, very top. Outside of that, they're right there. There's really not a lot of difference. Now, there's also not a lot of difference in the next 15, and as we saw, you know, when they go on the road, it can be a little bit different, and somebody can get up and nip you. And they haven't played, you know, the uber elites consistently, and that's more challenging. But I mean, really, that's a good basketball team, and there's no reason to think they can't Sweet 16 shouldn't be an expectation. Elite Eight and hell, Final Four is an ultimate goal, and it's not crazy to think that with all these other teams so completely flawed. And the other part is that, you know, one of the things, the biggest thing you have to manage now in college basketball is agendas, right? And when you take too many transfers, you know, or you have guys that are, you know, looking at the draft boards, their agenda, if your agenda is anything other than winning, and you have multiple important guys, their agenda is anything, that's really hard to expect winning to become the priority once you get to March. Everybody says, you know, once it gets important, now we'll start. Yeah, but okay. They don't have those guys. You know, they have guys that are, you know, for the most part, they're the fat girl of the prom. They're just happy to be there, you know? And it's a team. But in the last part is the shoot, I can't, and I know they shot terribly last night, but like compared to how Utah State shot against Air Force, and I mean, they were all Steph Curry last night. I mean, because they can really shoot, take a look at how poorly Kentucky played last night, how poorly some of these teams with younger players shoot the basketball. You know, I really like this group and what it feels like is coming once they get to March.
Yeah, no doubt. You got a lot of Rams fans excited just talking about this team. Last one for you, Doug. Nico Medved, is he a Ram long term, or is he going to be looking at some of those national jobs at some point?
I don't know. You know, Nico's only been a head coach outside of Drake at places that he's been before, and since Minnesota, he didn't get a shot at Minnesota last year, or didn't take Minnesota last year. And obviously that being a place, like, I don't think there's an automatic fit. And I think, look, if somebody's going to come and say, hey, I'm going to give you, you know, $2.5-3 million, you know, over 6-7 years, I mean, that's hard numbers to turn down. But I also think that, you know, what happened to Tim Miles is a buyer beware. Like, Tim's got a bunch of money in his bank and he'll be able to coach ball the rest of his life, but is it really that fun to go make all that money in Nebraska when you can't win and people are on your ass for your last 2 years of being there and then you got to move your family again? Like, I don't know. So do I think he's a Ram for life? Probably not. I don't think there's a reason, though, that he has to move. And so, you know, it's like one of those, you only leave if you, like, he's not at the best job in the league. I think Colorado State could be a very, look, if you redo Moby a little bit, you know, you dial it up, they got to throw some money in there. They've obviously thrown money into football, and they haven't gotten the payback that they want. That's why another change was made. Got to throw some more money in there. And the other thing is, like, you know, last night was the first night this year that I've been there that the place wasn't on fire. And granted, the students not being there, they're not in session, right?
Right.
And COVID, and it was still a good crowd. I mean, better than most places on January 4th. But, you know, regardless of whether or not you want him to stay or not want, I mean, obviously you want him to stay. That place needs to be a zoo. Like, that needs to be the hardest place to play in the league, not just because they have the best team, but because you can't win in there with that crowd. I think that'll help you hold on to them a little bit longer because, you know, coaches look around the country and they sit there and go, like, why would I go somewhere else when I'm going to win 90% of my home games? Because you have no chance of even hearing yourself think inside Moby. But I don't know. Talking to him, I do think he's aware of what happened to Tim and how that should factor into what you're doing. I also think, like, look, if we're honest, he might not fit the profile of a lot of bigger jobs that come open. And then the last part is, of those big jobs that you have to leave for, they opened and closed already last year, right? And
right.
Like, UCLA's not coming open, Indiana opened and closed, you know, he's not getting Kentucky. Duke's already got their next coach, Carolina's got their next coach, Arizona's got their next coach. So everything else are, and you know, Texas, you know, hired Chris Beard, who's an alum. The rest of the jobs are just, it's really got to be a big one. He's got to fit the profile. Would I get super emotionally attached to Nico? No. But would I believe him in saying, like, I don't think he's planning on leaving anytime soon? I think that's very believable, unless somebody wants to come and give him some gigantic check and he feels like it's in a part of a league that he can win in, consistently compete in, like you can at Colorado State. I don't see him packing his bags. There's no realtor sign from his house.
Doug Gottlieb, man, that's great stuff from you, host of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports. Man, just appreciate your time. I know you got your show coming up. I am a diehard fan. I have been for a very long time. We'd love to get you on more, man, and especially get your insight on other stuff, too, national stuff.
Yeah, well,
at some point.
You ask about Fangio?
Yeah.
I think Fangio's gone.
You hope so, right? I mean, I hope
so. I personally don't have negative bias. I just know that he's a really good football coach, a really good defensive football coach. I think people are starting to see there's a reason that he's been in the league for like 40 years and just now got a job as a head coach. Like, he's a great defensive coordinator. But also, I think if we're fair, they never figured out quarterback. All these coaches that are getting broomed, you know, they're talking about Matt Rhule in Carolina. Like, one, you know, McCaffrey can't stay healthy all of a sudden. And two, you can't figure out quarterback. And Teddy Bridgewater is the world's greatest guy, but he ain't good enough. No. And, you know, Drew Lock ain't good enough. And if that position isn't set, it's just like point guard in basketball. They'll make you look like an inferior coach to how good you actually are.
Wow. You know, for one thing, it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. Well, maybe we'll know on Sunday because the Broncos play on Saturday. Doug, my man, would love to do this again. I could talk to you for hours, my friend.
All right, brother. Talk soon.
All right, man. Doug Gottlieb, host of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. He called the game last night for CSU and Air Force. That guy's good, man. And he clears up. I gave him crap. I thought he said something like, hey, Air Force is struggling with CSU because they're at altitude. And I just tweeted him back. And I said, dude, did you just say that they're both in Colorado, bro? And he got after me. And then we became best friends. 52 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. We still got the David Roddy Show coming up. This is how you do sports talk in Colorado, by the way. It's the whole show, powered by PDC Energy.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard, weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.